I would say from my experience in my international schools, where the teachers are very open-minded and they have a lot of group discussion in comparison to the Hong Kong local school that I experienced in my first half of the primary school.
And also you did international school in Shanghai as well, right?
Yes.
So what was that experience like?
Because I was studying in a primary school in Hong Kong, and the teachers are from Hong Kong, and their accent are very Hong Kong, and the style of teaching is very dull. They follow a specific modules, but in Shanghai, the teachers are very free, and often they do not read the textbook. They just give out stories, books, and other folk tales to the teachers.
And you did IB, so in the end, did you feel as if the style, which style of teaching benefited you most when it came to getting a good result?
I think the IB program is very good because it trains the student like a university student, where we have our own opportunity to discover different things instead of like the Hong Kong local secondary school, where they feed you like a duck, like they say in Chinese. Yeah.
And how about reading experiences? Do you have some memorable reading experiences in English you could share with us?
I would say it's also from the IB program because I take English A, which is English as a first language, and we have to read a dozen of literature books, and the most memorable was a book about war literature from the Vietnam War. It's called The Things They Carry, and it's very memorable.
Actually, when you talk about using English or taking English as a first language, right, you actually started off as Cantonese being your mother tongue. So these days, how do you identify with language? Is it English or Cantonese, or you just say, oh, I'm a multilingual?
I would say that in my everyday life, I use Cantonese the most efficient one, but in terms of academic writing, I use English the most efficient one.
And so what about in the future?
In the future, I think I need to improve my Chinese writing skills a lot because, you know, China is developing very fast, and it won't be a surprise that I will have to work in mainland China. And English will not be the first two, but Chinese will be the first.
China's with the first one is what you said. So that's very interesting because a lot of other students would say that English is the most important language for international business, but you have a different perspective on that.
Yeah, because my parents, my mom and dad, they always told me that, our son, you will go back to mainland China to work someday in the future, and maybe this is an idea that I buy too.